The Radio X Evening Show with Gordon Smart.
Let's just say they kept it in their pants this time.
Radio X. Thank you very much for listening to the Evening Show podcast with me, Gordon Smart, and producer Vin. What have I said wrong there?
Nothing, just...
All right. You're looking at me with disbelief.
No, just waiting. Well,
horror, shock.
Happy.
It's normally where you go, all right, mate.
All right, mate.
Am I going to have to cajole an all right, mate, out
of you? I don't know. I didn't know what the reaction was there.
I was just like, here he is. He's the great man.
Yeah.
You're just going to treat that with silence now.
I didn't know what I wanted to happen.
Just nod and go, yes, Shall I get on with the finish?
Yeah.
Right, classic album Monday night was a cracker. Rage Against the Machine, 27
exciting.
Years ago, 1992. It stirred up all the teen angst from my early years at high school.
We had a sort of similar story in that we both heard it off of our older brothers.
Yes. And I remember being in a lot of trouble for singing it at school, for playing it at home.
Yeah.
And what does it make you do? It makes you play it even more. I mean, we actually had to cut the final verse off, and people are surprised by that on the radio.
Yeah, I mean, there was no chance 17 of those rude words were going out.
17 of those rude words. Yeah. It did keep X Factor off the number one spot in 2009, though, which was good. And as well as that, 10 tons on the show. Ethan Barnett, he is the younger brother of George Ezra. He also happens to be the man who supported Stereophonics last year, and he's recorded with some brilliant artists, doesn't he? Crispin Hunt from
Long Pigs.
Who else? Nick Hodgson from the Kaiser Chiefs.
Yeah, half the Maccabees are on that record as well.
Yeah, there's a lot of Maccabees in it. And we saw him just a couple of weeks back playing at the garage as well. So you can hear Ethan Barnett, 10 tons on the Evening Show podcast. Enjoy. All right, Vin, happy with that?
Radio X. Gordon Smart.
Radio X.
We get all the big guests, you know, and tonight is no different. We have Ethan Barnett in here, otherwise known as 10 tons. Welcome, Ethan.
Hello, mate. How you doing?
Listen, would you like to be called Ethan? What do your friends call you?
Yeah, they call me Ethan.
Right, Ethan. We'll stick with Ethan then.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Are you a metric or an imperial ton?
I should know this. I'm going to say imperial, but I don't know. It's the 2N
old school.
One.
I like it. Right? You're born in 96, but you are going to be an imperial ton. Good old school. Yeah. Listen, I know you've been asked this a million times, but people always ask us when we play your music, why is he called 10 tons? And I don't know the answer.
Kind of short answer is just because my name's a bit boring, so I just wanted something that sounded a bit cooler and kind of sounds like a band as well, so it's a bit ambiguous as to what it is and kind of... Yeah.
Ethan's not a boring name, it's a cool name.
Yeah, just
I'm
Ethan
called
Barnett.
Gordon, mate. I'm in the Derek and Keith Club. Come on, Ethan's a great name.
You rock Gordon pretty well, though.
I mean, I'll take it. It's all right. Yeah. I'm going to make Gordon cool. Me, Gordon Strachan, and Gordon the Gopher. Whatever. Gordon Ramsay as well.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, listen, you're in tonight because you're going to play a song. I'm going to play a song on air. We saw you play at the garage in Islington about 3 weeks ago. It was the last song you played as well. It was called Lucy. Now, any song named after a girl, the obvious question is it your girlfriend?
No, it's
is
not.
Is it the girl you want to be your girlfriend?
No.
And I'm going to ask you really deeply personal questions about it. What's the story behind Lucy?
So I wrote it when I was in my first year of uni, my first and only year of uni.
Right.
And I just never went in, and kind of that was when I realised I wanted to do music properly. So yeah. I kind of just spent all my time writing songs and wrote this song. But I don't know, it just kind of came out of thin air. It's just about like reality and what you wish would happen and what's actually happening in your life. Because I was just at uni like, this is pretty rubbish. I'd rather be like playing music.
I think that's a really important thing for people to hear, because I went to university. My first year was a waste of time. Where did you go?
York, St. John.
At York, right. And you just want to play music.
Yeah, I'm sure it's a lovely university if you want to be there. But,
but you're writing music when you're meant to be studying, yeah?
Yeah, exactly. I got a zero for the year because I'd handed in no work, which is very bad, but... It's worked out
all right, hasn't it?
Yeah.
Imagine it gone brilliantly, and you were sitting in York thinking, "I could have been a pop star." Do you know what I mean? But so I'm going to push you further, right? So Lucy, there must have been a magical Lucy in there somewhere that you wrote.
There wasn't, I don't think. It's just quite a good name. Just fit the phrase.
Yeah. Well, you know what? There's famous Lucys in music. Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds.
Exactly.
Yeah, and you've added to the category as well.
Yeah.
Right, we're going to play it on Radio X right now. So this is 10 Tons and Lucy on Radio X, the first play on this station, and it's massive.
Come away from
the Radio X Evening Show with Gordon Smart.
Radio X.
So for the first time on Radio X, that was 10 Tons and Lucy. What a tune, by the way. Thanks very much for that, Ethan.
No worries, thanks for having me.
I'm glad you did bugger all at university.
Yeah.
It was worth it. Now listen, I'm fascinated. There's something I really want to pester you about, right? Because, listen, I was 16 when you were born. And when I was 16 years old, I loved the Long Pigs, right? A guy called Crispin Hunt. And you've worked with him, you've written with him. How on earth do you become a co-songwriter with a man like that? Because he's a brilliant, brilliant musician.
Yeah, he's an amazing man. He's like... so, so cool. He's like a proper old school like rock and roller. It just kind of came about because he writes with quite a few people, but Yeah, so one of the tracks on the record, Look What You Started, I wrote with him. But yeah, he's amazing.
So where'd you go and meet Crispin Hunt, right? Because I imagine it's like the Columbia Hotel in the 90s or something like that. Is it rock and roll, or are you in a studio in Surrey being really sensible?
No, it's just the studio in London, but it's still pretty rock and roll. He keeps it real. It's cool.
Did he take you out for a night out then, Ethan?
No, he hasn't yet, but I'm sure he will.
Right, we're going to put the marker down. I'm coming with you as for the whole time. So you worked with some great people as well. So you borrowed the rhythm section from the Maccabees, who are part of the Radio X family. You know, how do those people influence what you're doing? You just look for the best musicians, or is it recommendations? How does it come about?
It's usually recommendations, because Hugo from Maccabees produced that half of the record, and so the band that he knows best obviously is his band. So we used bass and drums from Maccabees, and it's just amazing using brilliant musicians like that, because I'll have an idea of what I want to do, and then they can just execute it in an amazing way.
So articulate for me how it feels, right, when you walk into a room with musicians that have played all these great venues, have toured, they're an amazing live band, they're at the top of their game. Are you in there to impress them? You know, what how does it feel for you? What's going on in your head when you walk into a room with them to play?
I think I'm more nervous before I get in the room, and then you meet them and they're all lovely and kind of make you feel at home. So once you're in there, I think it's just about making the best music you can, and they always put you at ease, which is great.
Somebody said that to me about football. You know, if you play with better players, they bring you on. Do you feel that you're picking up from likes of Crispin as well and the Maccabees? Do they make you a better musician?
Yeah, definitely, because you want to impress them. You want to play better, play at their level sort of thing. Yeah. So yeah, definitely.
So let me ask you that in a different way. Has there been a point where you've tried to impress them and fallen flat on your face?
Because yeah.
I'm not here just to blow smoke up your arse all night.
Well, in the studio we used to do this thing where we'd always like try and make a suggestion, and if it went well then it would be like a 1-0 to Ethan. But then many times they went very badly, it'd be like, oh, maybe try like turning the bass down a decibel or whatever, and it'd be like, no, that sounds crap. But yeah.
Right, look, plenty more from you in just a second, Ethan, but right now I'm going to play Stereophonics, who you've been on tour with. Now very quickly, what is life like on the road with a massive band like Stereophonics, who have had 20 years at the very top of their game?
Amazing, like the biggest like lesson in how to be a great musician I could have ever had. It's just like, it was nuts. Every day was so surreal because the venues were enormous and they were lovely as well, like the most down to earth people I've ever met.
And when you're opening up for them and you look over your right shoulder and you see Kelly Jones standing there, does that add a little bit of pressure to the performance?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, he's like quite an elusive character, I feel like. True legend. So yeah, it's always exciting getting to chat to him and hang out.
X. The Radio X Evening Show with Gordon Smart. The Evening Show, classic album of the week.
X. Right, we do this every Monday night, and tonight is something special. Rage Against the Machine, their debut album, released in November 1992. That's 27 years ago for anybody who's counting. And yes, it makes me feel old as well. And I thought I'd start off tonight because Hannah S. has already been in touch about this. And I think quite a few people will share this sentiment. She says, my brother's 12 years older than me, and he got the Rage Against the Machine album when it first came out. I was about 7 years old. My dad called me down to do something after I'd been in his room, to which little 7-year-old me replied, I won't do what you told me. With two words I have removed for everybody's benefit. My brother got in a lot of trouble for that one. Just reminds me of the same time I was about 12 or 13 years old when this came out. My big brother had the album, and I remember getting a kicking from him because I scratched it and damaged it, and he wasn't best pleased about it. But think about this album. It was so controversial, so much to say in it, and I learned a lot from it. So let me tell you all about it. A huge album, gone platinum 13 times worldwide. That is massive. Q called it a record of real attitude and energy, and they were spot on. It's a marriage of political rap and virtuoso heavy guitar playing from the majestic Tom Morello. It's outstanding stuff. Hugely political as well. The tune Know Your Enemy preaches that the US government is a hypocritical elitist institution. Ends with these lines. How about this? Compromise, conformity, assimilation, submission, ignorance, hypocrisy, brutality, the elite, all of which are American dreams. Hard-hitting stuff, isn't it? Their album liner contained a thanks for the inspiration section, which featured political activists including Bobby Sands and Huey P. Newton, who is the founder of the Black Panther Party. It's an iconic album cover, and we always talk about the album artwork in here because there's some special, special stuff from that time. Politically charged stuff. It's got a Vietnamese Buddhist monk who's protesting against the government. How did he do it? He set himself on fire. Remember that picture. It's unbelievable. It featured the tracks, this album, Killing in the Name, Bomb Track, Wake Up, Bullet in the Head, Take the Power Back, and Know Your Enemy. How about this for a statement? No samples, keyboards, or synthesizers used in the making of this record. You can see that on the sleeve notes. Let me know what this album reminds you of. Take me back to that moment in time when you first heard it. 83936 and at Radio X. It's a really special one tonight. Classic album, Rage Against the Machine. I've got two tracks for you. Bomb track, but right now, Killing in the Name Of.
The Evening Show, Classic Album of the Week. X. The Radio X Evening Show with Gordon Smart.
Radio X.
The Evening Show, Classic Album of the Week.
X.
There you have it, classic album tonight. Rage Against the Machine. 27 years ago that came out in November 1992. Me and producer Vin just breathing a sigh of relief that no swearing appeared on the radio there. You just heard Bomb Track. Most of the riffs were written by the bassist, who's called Tim. Who would have thought a man called Tim could write music like that? And Killing the Name, we played first. That's the lead single, angry anti-racist anthem, infamous for the swearing, of course, and the lyrics of each song printed in the album booklet, with the exception of those for Killing in the Name, which were omitted. And just a little reminder for you, it was Christmas number one in 2009, stopping the X Factor getting in the nod. Great stuff. We should also pay a bit of a tribute to Zach De La Rocha. What a front man, rapping, screaming, roaring. He really does hold the stage well. If you've never seen them live, go and check them out. Lots of people sending their love for that. And Steph tonight says, I was a mid-teen when I got into Rage Against the Machine. Still got the box set and I still love them now. Great stuff. Monkey in Hampshire, he says, Rage Against the Machine were Thursday nights in the Sailors nightclub in Newquay. Shin splints, sweat and Shoeborg gold. Can almost smell that. Great stuff, Monkey. Thanks for that. And Baz in Ipswich as well. Reminds me of good times with all the troops in a mate's bedroom. Cheers for that, Baz in Ipswich. What an album. Hear that tune in the background. Listen. Wake Up. Now, if you remember, it was used in the closing credits of The Matrix, giving the band a lot more exposure. Featured the lyrics from a real-life FBI memo as well, which I'm sure the FBI were absolutely thrilled about. Right, I'll have another classic album for you next week.
Radio X. Gordon Smart.
Radio X.
That's Stereophonics in Dakota. They were on tour last year with 10 Tons, a.k.a. Ethan Barnett, who's sitting in front of me right now. Handsome young 21-year-old man who in 5 years' time won't look the same. I'm looking forward to watching you get old. Right, mate, you went on tour with the Stereophonics, right? So I'm hoping you will have a great story to add to my crap book that I'm writing called Slash Gordon. It's all about bumping into famous people in the toilets and having an awkward conversation. Can you give me an entry for the book to sit along some great names?
Is it bad to say no? Because I don't actually think I have.
you must have bumped into Kelly.
Not in the toilet. We bumped into each other in the hallway, but yeah, we were both with pants on.
Okay. Now, I'm going to push you on this one, Ethan, because we don't talk about it a great deal, but your brother is George Ezra.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, you must have shared a bath with him. Like listen, I don't know the age difference between you, but my house is littered with pictures of me in the bath with my brother.
Yeah, yeah.
Does that picture exist?
Yeah, I'm sure many pictures like that exist. We used to have like a... This is probably the wrong story to tell. But when you're a young lad, I feel like aiming can sometimes be an issue. So my dad put a ping pong ball in the toilet because it never flushes.
Yeah.
So yeah, that was like the aiming target practice for us.
He's a clever man. Yeah. So this is important for us to know, you know, who's got better aim, you or your brother?
Probably my dad.
Excellent. That'll do for the book. Absolutely perfect. You can stick around a bit longer, Ethan.
Yeah, of course.
Radio X.
The Radio X Evening Show with Gordon Smart.
Ethan Barnett is here. Finally got 10 tons in the studio. He's spoken to John Kennedy. He's spoken to everyone else who's feeling left out. But finally making you feel uncomfortable in the studio.
Love it, man.
It's
thanks
great to
having
have
me.
You on board. We'll get a night out soon, sir. Definitely. Now, you've just been announced for Neighbourhood Weekender, mm-hmm. right? So all the big... you must be getting really excited about the festivals. But that's easy for me to say, because I'm going to watch you and enjoy it as a punter. Is it different for you thinking, oh, I've got a really busy summer of work? Or are you thinking, come on, bring it on?
No, yeah, come on, bring it on. This is kind of the first summer as well, it feels where, like... I don't know, it feels really positive and kind of like everything's built up to this moment, really. So, yeah, I feel like there should be some good crowds out.
A lot of bands who listen in, up-and-coming bands... They might have had a stinker of a gig recently, right? And they're feeling a bit despondent and feeling a bit downhearted. Can you offer them some inspiration with a story of a night or a gig that's your worst? One that really wakes you up in the middle of the night in a sweat.
Yeah, as soon as you said it, there's one that springs to mind instantly. It was at the Deaf Institute in Manchester.
Yeah.
And I was supporting a band. And there wasn't supporting a band can be very difficult because nobody shows up for support acts anyway. So yeah, there's about five people in there. I think by the end there was about 15. But just silence throughout the whole thing, and not even a clap after the songs.
Nothing.
No. And I didn't know what to do in that situation because I hadn't played enough gigs. So I was just like, I'm just going to be silent as well, I guess. Oh, I don't know what to say to a silent crowd. And then someone in the crowd turned around to everyone else and was like, come on, we've got to give him a bit of support. And I was like, this is bad when someone in the crowd is like speaking for me support. So that was, yeah, the worst ever.
So where do you pick up your most of your stage craft then? You know, when you go and watch bands, who are the people you thought, I've got to remember a bit of that, or I like the way they delivered this, or the people who have made a mark on you?
To be honest, it's most of the acts that I've supported, because that's where you get to see sort of the Phonics and Tom Grennan and Rat Boy or George even. Just seeing those people. George is amazing at doing the between song chat
shtick.
That's the perfect word for it, which I'm not as good at, but just watching other people do it, I think you can steal little bits and see how they do it.
I know you toured with Stereophonics, we were talking about that, but I remember Kelly saying that there's an obvious sign in a Stereophonics set when things are going wrong, because he plays a little medley of heavy metal songs. So give us a little glimpse behind the curtain, right? When things are going terribly, how do we know? Is there something you do?
I'm looking off stage to my tour manager, just going, what do I do?
Help!
Yeah.
Help me out.
No, I might just ask my band to start playing a little. We'll get some heavy metal tunes in the set as well, or something like that.
Learn those tricks. Right, Ethan, it's a pleasure to have you in, finally.
Thank you.
We need to go and rip the wrapper off it and have a wild night out, I think, don't we?
Definitely.
But it's a pleasure. And listen, well done the last 6 months. It's great to see your continued rise.
Brilliant. Well, thanks for playing this tune. It's amazing.
Mate, it's a pleasure. We're going to carry on. Hang on to your coattails for the next few years. Right, nice one, Ethan Barnett. Thanks for coming out on Radio X. This is Franz Ferdinand right now. What a band, by the way.
Amazing.
Outstanding stuff. This is Take Me Out on Radio X. Radio X.